You know, I wish I could hang a sign up in your kitchen. And on it, I'd put, beware of soaps that only do a halfway job for dishes. Yes, I'd say beware of tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. And beware of bar soaps because they don't have real speed. That's right, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan. Now that New Duds is here, yes, that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really goes all the way for dishes, too. Duds has everything from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, your hands get far gentler care from Duds than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Notice how soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Duds. Yet no soap made can beat Duds for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. You can tell by the suds how really different Duds is. Try it today. Duds has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Duds, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.
You! Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks, a woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
About Duds?
Sure I am. Why, I tell all the ladies how Duds does everything in their wash.
Say, are you sure about Duds doing so much?
Well, of course. You see, Duds is Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap, and it does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, rayons, everything.
Well, my mom's got an awful big wash, and I asked why she didn't use Duds. It sounded so good on the radio.
Well, what did she say?
She said she didn't see how Duds could be so safe for rayons and still get Dad's work shirts clean.
Oh, she did?
Yep. You see, my dad works in a war plant, and gosh, his shirts get greasier than ever.
Well, now, look, you tell your mom those greasy work clothes are easy for new Duds. Well, sure, Duds gets them really clean without hard scrubbing or boiling.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, Sonny, tell your mom that Duds gets towels dazzling white.
She says our towels get dirtier, too, now on account of Dad always wipes his greasy hands on them after work.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I do, too, sometimes.
Well, listen, Duds will get those grimy towels really white, like snow.
Yeah?
Yeah. No soap made can give your mom whiter washes than Duds. And here's the biggest news of all about Duds. It's lots safer for your mom's pretty rayon slips and all those other nice colored things she washes. You know, that's important in a wartime wash, because she wants those clothes to last longer now.
That's what my mom says.
Well, you can tell her those colors stay bright much longer with new Duds. Longer than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gee, mister, that's swell. I'm going to take home a box of Duds for my mom right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Friends, it's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery, Duds, D-U-Z. And even in the toughest wartime wash, Duds does everything. And now, the Goldbergs. It was very funny the way Emma ran ahead of Seymour, and it was comic to see the way she confused and intrigued him. But all the humor was on the surface. It was cold drama underneath. Ever since Sammy Goldberg left for the Army, Emma has tried to find some way to get back at Sammy's friend, Mikey Bloom. For it was Mikey who opened Sammy's eyes to Emma's horrible egotism. And Emma got her chance when she received orders for Mikey to report for duty. She simply neglected to tell him about it, and for days now has carefully kept the knowledge away from him. Tonight, she cleverly prevented Seymour from knowing that Mikey's letter to his commanding officer hadn't been mailed. So Emma is paying Mikey back in her own way, while in his own blunt way, Jake wants an end to her stay at the Goldbergs. Listen.
All right, Jake, please, so change your face.
Under one condition, I'll change my face. Get rid of Emma.
Mom. Yes, Rosalie?
Did Seymour take Mikey's letter to mail?
Yes, he did so.
Well, is he coming back?
When is he coming back? I mean, why should he come back?
Well, he won't let Emma walk back alone.
All right, dear, don't worry. If he'll come back, so he'll be here. If he wouldn't come back, so he'll be home. Whichever which, he'll be where he has to be. He took the letter to mail, so he'll mail the letter. Don't worry, darling. Oh, Rosalie, go up with your feet with no slippers on, darling, please.
Did you write to Sammy, Ma?
Yes.
What did you write, Ma?
I'll finish it so you'll read it.
Say anything about Emma?
No.
Of course not.
Oh, Jake, please.
She wrote about the trees and the flowers.
Trees and the flowers. So if I wrote about the trees and the flowers, I have to write about something the family should be there and worry. Why shouldn't I write about the trees and the flowers? So I wrote about the trees in the orchard. So I wrote about the crab apples that they're making jelly. Yes, that's what I wrote, Rosalie, yes. I told them everything. I told them Mike Matruchuk's cow had a calf. Why not? Why shouldn't I tell them about everything in the village? Why not? To tell him he should worry? To tell him he should worry? Comes to write about Emma, so I'll write about Emma when the time comes. I'll write about them. Now is not the moment, and now is not the time.
Mama's
all right, Rosalie,
part.
Please. I don't want to be right, and I don't want to be wrong, and I don't want to be medium. So go. Go up, please.
Good night.
Good night. Jake, I said change your face.
I told you under one condition I'll change my face.
Very well. But I have also a condition.
Will you talk to Emma?
I'll talk to Emma, Jake, but my way.
Which is your way?
My way.
Which is?
I'm not telling Emma to leave on the instant.
But then are you telling her?
I'm not going to tell her. I'm going to ask her.
But all the answers?
Jake, please. If Samly was here, I would know all the answers.
You doubt Mikey?
Mikey can only know what he thinks he knows.
That Emma lied. That she intrigued. That she maneuvered. That she...
All right, Jake. All perhaps true. Everything.
But.
Please, darling, will you let me talk to Emma?
If she tells you that Sammy loved her and still loves her, you believe it?
I'll see.
If she tells you stories beyond the...
I'll know what to believe, Jake.
You're to believe nothing that she tells you. That's my point.
All right, Jake. All right. So go to bed, please. I'll wait for Emma. I'll speak to her alone, please. If what you and Mikey says is absolutely...
Then, will you see that she leaves?
I'll see that she leaves. Oh, if that's Emma, go upstairs, Jake, please, and let me alone converse with her.
But do so.
I'll do so. Oh, it's Boydie.
Boydie Schlissel.
Yes.
Good night. How about you speak to Emma if Boydie's here?
I'll speak.
Tonight I want you to speak.
Tomorrow is also a day, Jake.
I want tonight.
Tonight. Good night.
Good night.
Boydie. My brother.
Seymour went to the post office, Boydie.
To the post office? For what?
To mail a letter for Mikey Bloom.
At this hour?
Sit down, Boydie.
If Seymour's not coming back, I won't keep you up.
It's all right. It's all right, Boydie. He'll perhaps come back because he walked a ways with Emma.
Seymour walked with Emma?
Emma was just stopping off someplace for me and... Mikey just got finished with a very important letter to his commanding officer. He has to know when to go back to camp, you see, darling. If not, he shouldn't get OLL. And so Seymour went to mail the letter.
That part is all right. Mailing the letter for Mikey. But I don't like it. I most certainly don't like it.
What, Bertie?
Seymour is very young, Mrs. Gobake, and he's the apple of my mother's eye. And my mother wouldn't be as lenient as you, Mrs. Gobake.
What do you mean?
Well, what's the use of talking about water that's already under the bridge or crying over spilt milk?
What do you mean?
Listen, be it far from me to be the one to talk.
If you have anything to say, buddy, talk.
I don't want Emma to get Seymour crazy the way she got Sammy crazy. That's all I'm saying.
Look out, Emma, dear.
Emma,
don't
dear.
All right, buddy.
Cool. I have
you here. I'm putting my foot down.
What are you doing here, Bertie?
You told me you were going over to the Gobakes, but you didn't mention the fact that you were going walking.
I went to the post office to mail a very important letter from Mikey Bloom.
Excuse me.
Where are you going, Emma?
I'll be right in.
I'll help you with your coat, Emma.
Can't Emma take her own coat off?
All right. Listen, Birdie. Well, let me help you, Emma.
Thank you, Seymour.
Don't mention it.
Seymour, it's getting late.
Emma, you mailed Mikey's letter, didn't you?
What else would I do with the letter?
I know you mailed it. Only, it's so important, and it was entrusted to me. You put it in the mailbox. I didn't. I was just...
Seymour!
Birdie, I'm occupied at the moment.
Go in to your sister.
She'll wait. Emma.
Yes?
All the things you said to me, did you mean them? I mean, nobody ever told me I was intelligent. And when you haven't got looks, it helps to know you have something else.
You are very intelligent, Seymour.
Thank you.
Seymour?
Excuse me, Emma.
Surely.
Listen, Birdie.
Is it Seymour?
Molly.
Yes?
I want to see you.
I'm coming. Excuse me.
You're all Mama's got, Seymour.
Will you let me live my own life, please?
Danny Goldbeck almost threw his life away on her. The army can't come to your rescue, Seymour. You're in for it.
Good night. For that, you can walk home yourself.
Someday you'll thank me like Danny is thanking Mikey.
Good night. Good night, Emma, dear. I'll call you. You're not interfering in my life, Birdie.
Has Seymour left?
Yes. Emma? Just because everybody in the Goldberg family found you out, you're not going to put your tentacles into the Fingerfoot family. You're not going to. The wool has been lifted from Mrs. Goldberg's eyes, too. Mikey saw to that.
I can't talk to fools.
Fools? You call me a fool? I'm a fool.
Excuse me.
I'm a fool?
Telephone.
Hello?
Call me a fool.
Hello?
I'm
hello?
A fool.
Hello?
I'm calling again for Mikey Bloom. Two telegrams already. Are you sure he got the messages?
Yes.
Is he there? I want to speak to him.
No, he isn't. But don't worry.
It's very serious.
I know.
Where is he, please?
He left. Yeah.
You're sure Mikey Bloom left?
Yes. I'm very sure.
You know, I wish I could hang a sign up in your kitchen. And on it, I'd put, beware of soaps that only do a halfway job for dishes. Yes, I'd say beware of tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. And beware of bar soaps because they don't have real speed. That's right, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan. Now that new Dove is here, yes, that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really goes all the way for dishes, too. Does has everything from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, your hands get far gentler care from Does than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Notice how soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. You can tell by the suds how really different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldberg. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.